can't let go. Kara, you're under attack. There's something crawling underneath your doggone hoodie. Did you figure out what it was?
No, I'm just hoping it goes away. And
you remember that movie? Arachnophobia? I just had to mention that one, didn't I?
That does not make it better.
Oh, she's over here doing some sort of dance. All right, get it out. Do this. All right, so while you're fighting your cootie over there, what are we doing here?
The Music with Kara Hour.
Oh yeah, cool. Music with Kara Hour. You got a first song going on?
Yep. It's gonna be "I Would Die for You" by Prince.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, while we're listening to that song, you could shake that hoodie loose and see what's crawling over there.
It's just the way I dance. That's
Did
all.
Did it get you? It's just a dance. Man, that would get you to dancing. I'll tell you what. Years ago, I had a doggone episode where I was running through tall weeds playing hide and seek with the kids. Felt something crawling on the back of my neck, and I started screaming, "Oh, it's a spider! Get it off me, man! Get it off me!" I reached back, and it was a tag on my new shirt. So to this very day, I got tagless shirts.
I'd be cutting those all off.
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh. I ripped them out before they had tagless. Anyway, I would die for you, Prince. There we go. Let's get this on the road here.
I'll forgive you by cutting.
I'm sitting here holding the Bug Zapper fly swatter, and it takes a couple of D-cell batteries. Lucky for you, that's got none. But you can put some batteries in this and stick it down in that hoodie and get whatever's crawling around.
I think that's a bad idea.
Yeah, but and you was trying to say you wanted to try that on me next, so that you could be sure that. Be sure that what?
You know, that maybe it left me and went to you. And
well, heck, if I'm not over here dancing, then you're the only one that needs the Bug Zapper fly swatter. That's pretty bad. All right, so where are we going now? Did you find the bug?
No.
All right. Well, let's hope it don't try to get you. It ain't already got you. Hey, I saw the movies. You never know. You start acting funny, I'm heading out of here. I'm going to do the Naruto run, Sonic the Hedgehog, right through the wall. I'm not even going to open the door. I'm just going to make like those cartoon character imprints through the wall. What do you think?
I think you should definitely try.
I knew you was going to go for that one. You just watched me face plant in the door and fall down. You're like, that really looked like a bad idea. All right, where are we going now?
Astronomy Domine by Pink Floyd.
What is a domine? I don't either. We're going to have to Google that. Here we go.
Dream is
Okay, that was an interesting song, but not as much as the excitement in between the song. Redempty said not a bad idea to hit it with more force, so I got this flat board and I was getting ready to hit wherever she thought that bug might have been.
But you can't just hit where it might have been, it's already gone.
Well, just in case, this is not that big of a board, it wouldn't hurt too bad. But either way, folks, you got to listen to this. You got to listen closely because this is a real hoot. She had a stick in her hoodie, little tiny stick, and it was climbing around in there when she was moving around it. So she thought it was a spider because she got arachnophobia.
I mean, it's always best to be prepared for worst case scenario.
Well, yeah, I could have whacked that stick too, you know, just precautionary, just in case it was a spider. You actually thought it bit you too. Dang, you gonna be afraid of sticks from here on out? Stickinophobia?
Nope.
that's too good, man. We tried to figure out what a domine was. It's a noun, domine, plural, domines. Lord, master, a clergyman, especially a settled minister or a parson. That's who you need to go find and talk to about that stick that was in your hoodie. See if you can get some assistance. They'll come here with that little nice white coat. Keeps you all warm. And you'll be okay, little buddy. All right, where are we going now?
We're going to Still Loving You by Scorpions.
Oh, that's a good tune. Here we go. Still Loving You by the Scorpions. I'm going to see if I can find some sticks and throw them on Kara. Stickinophobia. Ha, ha, ha. Here we go.
Give me a chance.
Hey, folks, don't forget, we here at Shaziz Radio have an app so that if you ever want to, like, listen to the Music with Kara Hour show when you're not at home, you can put that on your phone. Take her with you wherever you go. See, ain't that cool?
Yeah.
And share that app with everybody else, too. Anyway, so, like, where are we going now?
Now we're going to go to Save All Your Love by Great White.
Great White, Save All Your Love. I like to share all my love because I got a lot of it, you know. I got a huge heart. I'm so good looking it makes me sick. What do you think?
I'm sure everyone else is sick too.
Makes you sick too. All right, I'll see how it is. I'm getting a bug zapper fly swatter out again. In case there's any bugs crawling on you. It works for sticks too. Yeah. What? You act like you don't believe it. Just try it. Man, what's wrong with you? All right, here we go. All right, so that was very interesting. You gave me a psychological itch, and I tried to give you back one. I got this Swiffer duster that's been used for dust. It's got dust all over it.
It's really gross.
She was freaking out over it. Then that reminded me of the story where she used to torment me with a snot sucker. And that's, you know, those little bulby tube things, nasty things, getting stuff out of babies' noses. And she's chasing me around with that, so I grabbed the plunger and chased everybody around with it. It was brand new. Wasn't used.
Nobody knew that.
Well, that was their problem. They're all freaking out. Ah, no, no, you win, you win. That's why you shouldn't mess with a crazy old man. See?
Ugh.
See, there you go. Let that be a lesson to you. So, what, speaking of that, here's a song called Laugh and a Half, right?
Yep.
And the band's name is Dad?
It's D-A-D, I guess. It's got
It says Dad.
Yeah.
So, I just proved my point. Laugh and a Half. Don't mess with Dad. What's that band stand for? You don't know? Is it a good song?
It's a good song.
All right, here we go. Laugh and a Half, Dad.
I learned politeness on my mother's knee. I learned by a brightness my number of friends should increase. When I think about the things I've done, I laugh out loud to no one. So hard to meet the eyes that I see when I try to open up my heart. There's something inside me and I know it's good, but understanding is misunderstood. At the end of a smile, there's a laugh and a half. But I became honest, Mr. Mistaken. In spite of the curves my smile was making, bumpers and kickers in one big stream. I grew up in a life-size pinball machine. Yeah, they're mean, 'cause it's so hard to meet the eyes that I see when I try to open up my heart. There's something inside me and I know it's good, but understanding is misunderstood. At the end of a smile, there's a laugh and a half. On my behalf, there's something inside me and I know it's good, but understanding is misunderstood. At the end of a smile, there's a laugh and a half. I try to feel some silence, 'cause the silence feels so long. I knew the ice was getting thinner, but I kept skating on. My mother threw me into this world as a winner, but by the light of the yellow beer, they tell jokes I'll never get to hear. On my there's something inside me and I know it's good, but understanding is misunderstood. At the end of a smile, there's a laugh and a half.
There's a laugh.
Yeah, on my behalf. There's something inside me and I know it's good, but understanding is misunderstood. At the end of a smile, there's a laugh and a half.
It's always good to have a laugh and a half. If anybody out there in the chat room knows what DAD stands for as far as that band that just played the song Laugh and a Half, type it in down there. We can't find it. We tried to Google it.
Yeah.
We all know what a dad is. I just got like...
Yeah, I mean, it gave us that definition.
What do they call them? Acronyms? Short? Like, laugh out loud? LOL? And your mom did that IDK to me one time. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about, IDK? I don't understand. She started laughing. She says that it stands for I don't know. I asked her a question and she types back IDK. And she kept on typing IDK. What are you talking about, woman? You're driving me nuts. What? What's IDK? I don't know. Oh.
Well, she gave you the answer. Just.
Yeah. Well, why would you type it if you didn't know what it was? I didn't know what laugh out loud was for a while. All the little kids running around saying, LOL, LOL. And I'm like, what is your problem? Yeah. This is ridiculous. Just speak English. Hablo inglés, señor. Parlez-vous français? Sprechen Sie Deutsch? Just asking. Yeah. All right, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to Sick Man by Alice in Chains.
Oh, wow. Hope that ain't got nothing to do with the situation we're all in.
No.
Is he doing all right? Okay, here we go.
Sick man, sick man, sick man.
we're doing good today. We solved two mysteries. One was that Kara didn't have a spider in her hoodie. She had a stick.
That we know of.
That we know of. Or maybe it was the walking stick.
I like those. They're kind of cute.
Well, then you ain't got no problem with it. All right. So anyway, on the dad thing, Angema's in the chat room over there, People for People, and Anon... 6387, I think. Maybe I better scroll up, make sure I get the right credit to the right person. Yeah, 6387 said that Dad was short for Disneyland After Dark, and they changed the name because they didn't want to get sued by Walt Disney. Man, that stinks. You can't even have a name. You remember that the band name called, doggone it, what was the band name? The Clash. Well, I had a band named Clash before they had a band named Clash. And so a friend walks in during band session and he was like, there's already a band named Clash. And I said, yeah, I've been Clash for years. That was before Skank Duck. And so I found out they had an album cover of a band named Clash.
Aww.
I was like, what? Man, I'm trying to think you'd be original and somebody else already ganked your name.
You just gotta get there first.
Yeah, well, I was technically there first before the band Clash came out, but how'd I know? They done beat me to the... They heard they liked the band name and said, we'll copyright it.
Ha-ha.
I don't know, I'm just saying, man, it's crazy. So where are we going?
We're gonna go to Clash by Stone Temple Pilots.
Stone Temple Pilots. What's this song about? You don't know, it's just a good song. Is it a good song?
It is a good song.
Alright, here we go. We'll be right back. And so, look, folks, I posted a link in People for People Radio Network so you could see an old band that I used to have back in the day called Skank Duck. And it was the trashiest band ever, so that way, you know, nobody could complain that they didn't like the music, because it said right on there, Skank Duck was the trashiest band ever. It was born out of the apocalypse. Now that we're in the apocalypse, we might become famous. What do you think? You want to start the band back up? Well, if they steal the name Skank Duck, at least it'll live on. Somebody liked the name. They liked the Clash.
Mm-hmm.
And then along come Anonymous Illusion. That was the next one in line. But that went awry, too. Anyway. Skank Duck kind of was there for a while. And there's some songs on there. You can actually download them for free if you like. Check them out. And so with that said, back to the show. Where are we going?
We're going to Do Re Mi by Nirvana.
Do Re Mi. I see. Okay, cool.
I'm
you put something on me when I was looking the other way?
No.
You sure about that? You had a psychological itch that you just throwed on me. Here, choose your weapon.
That is the wrong weapon.
Well, anyway, it was the thought that counts. Come on, man. So, like, where are we going now?
This is going to be the last one before the mystery song.
Ooh, the mystery song. Guess what? Tell them what they get for the mystery song if they guess it.
Free drinks and snacks from their refrigerator.
Yeah, and what do you get if you don't get it?
Absolutely nothing.
That's right, nothing. You lose. Good day, sir. So, after this song, this is not the mystery song. It's the next one. You'll know when it is. You'll hear the key. That you'll know it's the time for the mystery song. So this one here is Black Dog by Led Zeppelin. Enjoy that song and prepare your brain. Get your brain all moving and everything so that you can be quick on the draw and guess the mystery song.
Yes.
And then you win an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. Yeah. What do you think? That's pretty good. Here we go.
Stay. Hey, baby, when you walk that way, watch, honey, trip.
they're black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you're going to receive if you don't guess the name of this next song. So it's the time you've all been waiting for, mystery song number 26. So if you guess this song, then you win an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. No cheating. Don't nobody be going to get some nacho cheese and all that kind of stuff if you didn't win. Got to be honest about this game here. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, you've been listening to the Music with Kara Hour. Here comes the mystery song. Everybody got their thinking caps on and your fingers ready to type the word in really quick, because it's first come, first serve, win or lose. If you don't get it, you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir. And so on. Peace and love, everybody. Have fun.
Never before have I turned on you when you look too good to me. Your beady eyes take a cut me in two, and I just can't let you be. But it's a free for all, and a heart I said, you can bet your life. Stakes are high and so am I. It's in the air tonight. I see you there with your shy grin. I got my eyes on you. I shake a tail feather in my face. There's no telling what I do. Well, looky here, you swing your thing. The magic's in my hands. When I die, I rip it out. I got me a rock and roll band, it's a fever all.